Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 14th, 2024. Connect with souls. Question: what does it mean that we connect with individual souls? My friends in the Ten are like separate souls. Where is the part of the soul that I connect with in them? Answer: the desire of friends for spirituality. The point in the heart is his private soul. You should try to connect with each of them so that you can be together in one common soul. Gradually you will become closer and closer, at different levels, and from this connection forms a common soul. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 6, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. One's soul shall teach him. Wish fulfillment. Question: how can I distinguish that a desire that comes to me is from the Creator or something else? Answer: everything is from the Creator. It cannot be that it is not from the Creator. There is none else besides Him. After you have checked your desire and made sure that it does not lead you to a descent, but, on the contrary, directs you to a spiritual ascent, then you can fulfill it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 4, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. Freedom. Raise ourselves. Question: in his articles, Rabash gives an example that parents see only positive qualities in their children and only negative qualities in their neighbor's children. He is talking about natural love. How does this happen in a group with strangers? Answer: in the group, by working on myself, I gradually begin appreciating my friends because they agree to follow the path to spiritual attainment with me and participate in our common spiritual ascent. Therefore, I respect them, love them, and want to help them in everything. And they, in turn, treat me the same way. Question: based on your experience, do you continue to see the faults of your friends and only rise above them, or do you not see them at all? Answer: I perfectly see all their faults since they are revealed in my egoistic desire. But in my corrected desire, I begin to see the opposite, the successes of my friends, their spiritual differences, and how high they are above me. It turns out that I have opinions about my friends, and I rise with them. In addition, we are integrated in each other. That is, each member of the Ten works to raise his or her friends above themselves, and in this way we, as it were, raise ourselves. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, January 16, 2024. See friends as the greatest. Question: Rabash writes that everyone should see their friends' greatness because that is the only way you can receive some value from them. He introduces a new concept called faith above reason. Even if you do not see your friend's greatness, you must go by this faith. How is this possible? After all, a person has no control over his feelings. Answer: the fact is that each of us is hidden from the other. We cannot see the other in a state of complete revelation. Therefore, there is only one advice. You must respect and appreciate your friends for being on the spiritual path with you and raise them as much as possible. That is how we should treat our friends in the group. A group is preferably 10 people who study together and share their feelings. To the extent that a person can elevate a friend in this way, can raise and hold him above himself, he also rises above himself. He receives forces that he takes from others, and at the same time, he gives his force to this cooking pot. Then, he is rising spiritually together with everyone. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, January 16, 2024. Stop false. Question: what should I do if I want to engage in Kabbalah, but do not have the strength to work in a group? There is a feeling that the group is more interested in material things than spiritual ones. I do not know how to change this perception, therefore, I feel I am distancing myself from Kabbalah and the group. Answer: that is incorrect. You should talk to someone in the group about it. They will tell you whether they agree with your assessment or not. Question: what if there are friends who also feel the same way? Answer: you need to talk to everyone together in the 10 and stop the dissent. Question: is this the group's downfall or just mine? Answer: no, it could be a dissent of the group. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 1, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. What is hurry, my beloved, in the work? How can I get what I lack? Question: I have studied many websites that speak about how to be happy or lucky, how to become rich or have many friends, or how to find yourself. But lately, they all have a common theme. They all claim that you need to learn how to give, and everything will happen. You will have friends, money, peace, and happiness, pretty much everything. What is this trend suddenly manifesting in this way? Answer: this is a correct observation of the human psyche. If a person is so attuned to bestowing and coming closer to others, he feels better and easier. He feels good. Question: you keep saying that these are the laws of the spiritual worlds. Is this some kind of wave? Answer: it is a wave. You are causing a positive wave. And it brings you what you really lack. Question: what about the fact that now it manifests more and more? Answer: times are getting much tougher. Question: in tough times, do we need to learn how to bestow? Answer: yes. Question: is there some kind of illumination coming from above? Answer: this is the law of the world. That is, the world lacks the qualities of bestowal, love, care, and connection. Those who cultivate this in themselves feel it. Comment: there is one more thing. They recommend doing it selflessly. My response: naturally. Otherwise, what kind of bestowal is it? Question: is it possible? Answer: it is possible to the extent an ordinary person understands selflessness. If a person wants things to be good in the world, naturally, he assumes that it will be good for him, either in this world or in the future world, no matter what he thinks, but it really makes him feel good. Question: so let him assume that it will make him feel good? Answer: yes. Question: I see. Then, let us move on to the spiritual worlds. What is pure selfless bestowal? Answer: it is without any intention for your own sake. Question: and for whom, for what? Answer: for the sake of humanity, for the sake of everyone, or for the sake of the Creator. Question: is there not even a grain of me there? Answer: as much as a person can take this into account. Question: let us say an absolute, full bestowal. Answer: then this is really the greatest action. Question: is it when I am not there at all? Am I just a bestowing one and that is it? Is it possible to purify yourself to such an extent? Answer: yes, before death. Question: what death are you talking about now? Answer: about the death of a person. Question: even just the death of a body? Answer: yes. Question: is this when luck, success in work, and money are not waiting for you ahead? Answer: yes, when you do not expect anything anymore, then you can expect that if you give everything here, you will get a little there. Question: but do you still hope to get it there? Answer: yes. Subconsciously, a person always thinks so. Comment: when, for example, a clinical death occurs and a person returns and says, such cleanliness, such peace, such open space is there. I am flying. Is it because a person cuts himself off from egoism? My response: of course. He gets rid of egoism a little bit, and he feels good. Question: and during his lifetime? What about during his lifetime? Answer: do the same in your lifetime. Question: so, can I try it? Answer: Of course. Cut yourself off from egoism so that you are not striving to receive anything. You are ready to accept everything that you have, everything that the Creator gives you every second, and that is it, you are happy. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, December 11, 2023. Questions about spiritual work, 73. Question. During the past Congress, there was a clear feeling of Rabesh, as if he was among us. When we feel the teachers, how can we convey our gratitude to them through you? Answer. Through your heart directly to them. Question. Now everyone in the world Kli has a lot of gold, bags of gold. And we all need to go upward. What should we do with the gold? Should I throw it out or add more? Answer. You should exchange it for a connection between you. Give all your gold in exchange for connection in the ten. Question. It is easier for me to address the Creator as you, Rabesh, or Balhasulam. That is, it is like a thread of wisdom. And what is next, above, is it impossible to imagine? Answer. You do not need to imagine or try to do it. It will come when it is necessary, in the most needed form. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 29, 2024. Writings of Balhasulam. Happy is the man who does not forget you and the Son of Man who exerts in you.